Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
WEEI Afternoons, that was head coach Joe Mazzulla of the Boston Celtics, the floundering Boston Celtics. I don't know if floundering is the right word.
And I'm not sure he's right either about what the most important thing is. Win. That's the most important thing. None of those other words you said and mumbo-jumbo leadership book that you're going to read, blah, blah, blah. Win. People expect you to win a lot of games.
Yes.
Some of us expected you to win every game you took to the floor at the TD Garden. And that is not going to happen.
No.
Seven games already?
They are at home right now.
Seven losses?
Hold on, I'll tell you exactly. They are 14-5 away. That means they are 14-7 at home.
Yeah.
They're a better road team than home team this year.
Well, Scal had an interesting answer to that, that the home crowd is like elevating the opponent because they feel like they're playing in a real environment.
Scal had a lot of...
He was a little all over the... Okay, see, you're with me. You asked me why I was criticizing him earlier. I'm not criticizing him. There was a lot in that interview. Interesting takes.
You played Toronto in Boston, and you beat them by 50 points, I think, on, what was that, New Year's Eve, maybe, or New Year's Day? And then you go to Toronto, and you lose to the Raptors, one of the worst teams in the East, one of the worst teams in the league, a team that's actively not trying to win games, and you lose by 13 points on the road. So, I don't know, maybe maybe that whole thing with the crowd didn't go that the way he said in that one. But
and they didn't have a crowd there. Did you see halftime? It took forever the people to come back.
It was brutal.
The place was empty for the bulk of the third quarter because no one came back.
Drake doesn't even show up for these games
anymore. No.
Although.
He will next year if they get Cooper Flagg.
Maybe.
Might. Everybody will. That place will be decked out.
He's also having a very rough week.
Drake is, yes.
Yes.
Drizzy?
Do you know what happened with Drake? Drake is suing Kendrick Lamar's record label for putting out that song accusing him of certain things, even though Drake put out a song accusing Kendrick Lamar of all sorts of other things, too, which... Just, I'm sorry,
he's suing him over a rap song.
Over a rap beat.
That it's like he went and got his mom to get his back.
Like, that would be
my mom said, you can't say that anymore.
Imagine if Tupac sued Biggie.
Crazy.
To be fair.
It's hard to imagine.
Lawsuits do save lives.
Do they?
I mean, if you just take to the streets and start shooting each other, that's not necessary. Violence is never the answer.
That's true. There's lots of rap beefs that didn't end that way, but I know what you mean. Either way, it's been a rough week for Drake. I agree with that. And a rough week, a rough season in general for the Toronto Raptors, except for last night. Last night, they were kind of a well-oiled machine. They shot over 50% from the field. They, I thought, played much stronger defense than the Celtics did. The Celtics' defense may be the most confounding part of all of this. That was, even when Ime was here, that was their trademark, like when Rob Williams was in the middle and they played this really impossible to penetrate kind of umbrella defense with him roaming around behind, like no one could score on them and they'd blow people out. And Mazzulla continued that, not exactly the same, but similar enough that you thought, okay, like this is going to be a trademark of this team for years to come. Derek White, a tremendous defensive player. Drew Holiday is one of the best defensive guards in the league. And I think that Brown and Tatum are both very good defensive players, too. And for some reason this year, the defense has fallen off dramatically. And that last night was a great example of it, I thought.
I don't disagree. And that's the problem with this team, and I think it's on all levels. You make a strong argument. Yeah, they're all great defensive players. On their resumes, Then I watch the games. I tune in at 7 o'clock. I hear Drew Carter talking, and I'm watching the games, and they're not playing on any level to their resumes, certainly defensively. But again, I can almost accept that. That is where I think you're going to see some of that, it was a long year, and a couple guys played in the Olympics, and we're going to have to turn it up when we get to the spring and the summer, so we'll kind of lull. Like, I can sort of accept that, but that's not the be-all, end-all, cover-all for their lapses in winning, in being a good basketball team.
Yeah.
The shooting isn't good. The cohesion isn't good. Shouldn't they be better? Wasn't part of the whole thing is they got their whole lineup back, and they got five All-Stars. What was the five of the top 50?
Yes.
Or whatever, 40-something?
All the whole starting five
whole
was in the
team,
top 100.
And they're this. And they've played together. They've been on a championship run together. The relationship between Brown and Tatum couldn't be any better. Everybody knows their roles. Drew Holiday's a leader. Porzingis. And it all seems like bunk right now.
Yeah.
Like, there's no truth to that.
They've lost three of their last five, and in those three games they lost, they didn't crack 100 points.
Yeah, no, they're not good.
Like, that's bad. I'm sorry. That's, for any team, that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
You know, not just the Celtics. Like, and that's a bad sign for anybody.
And that's real scoreboard. That's not efficiency ratings. That because there was some of that the efficiency rating with their starting five is really bad, but it's such a small sample that it can be swayed and this and that. No, this is the scoreboard in a game where you five guys go out there against those five guys, and you're supposed to beat those five guys because you're better than those five guys, except you're not winning games at the rate you should win games. And there have been some injuries, right? Like, not major injuries, but little inconsistencies with Brown and Porzingis.
They've shouldered those.
And they've been, and that's where Scal's argument is they're actually better when they have those.
They might be, honestly.
So
when they're not at full strength, it seems like sometimes they play better, you know?
So then what are we saying?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I don't know.
Like, are we saying you need to move on from somebody? Mm. You're better without somebody? There's some weird chemistry. There's not enough ball to go around. Like, what
I'd
are
say
we
no,
saying?
Because they won the championship last year.
Agreed.
I don't think they have to trade somebody.
So they were
and
at
what
their
happened
best.
Between then and now, let me tell you, what happened between then and now is they went 21-5 to start the year and looked like the killers that they were last season. And then this stretch happened here over the last month, and I don't know exactly what to attribute it to. The main thing that sticks out in my mind when I watch them is effort on defense. I mean, the shooting's going to come and go. You're going to have ups and downs shooting the basketball all season long, and you're not going to beat a lot of teams when you're scoring under 100 points. That's just a fact of life in the NBA these days. You score under 100 points, you're probably going to lose. But if you give it more of a defensive effort, you should be able to beat a team like the Raptors, right?
100%.
You have R.J. Barrett blowing by everybody, Grady Dick hitting step-back threes. Like, they really had no answer for the Raptors' energy. And again, this is a team they beat by 50 points 2 weeks ago. And it's like, you know, like, I wonder when that is going to become more consistent. And I wonder why certain guys on this team are tolerating it the way that they are. Coach included.
Who? Okay.
Tatum, Brown, the two main guys and the head coach.
Okay.
I wonder why this is being sort of tolerated that way.
So that's my biggest question is, I think Vrabel said this. Anybody can lead when you're winning or something in his press conference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you're in, and they're not losing. They're not a bad team. They're not going to miss the playoffs and fail to defend their title. Way too early for all that talk. But over the last few weeks, they're not a great team.
Mm.
They're not living up to their own standards. So who is going to step up and fix that? Who is going to call them on the carpet? I can say it now because we talked Patriots. Willie McGinest was known as a leader, and it was like it was hard to go off the rails when you had a guy like Willie McGinest making sure he stayed on the rails.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who was a good player, was feared. I think there's some of that.
Yeah.
Who's feared on the Celtics?
And anybody?
Nobody.
I don't think anyone is.
Literally nobody.
Even the Heat had that guy. Who was that guy that was on the bench for the Heat all those years? What's his name? He didn't even play. He did play, but then eventually he was just in the
but
end of
the
bench.
But not the end, the last couple of years.
Yeah, he was like ML Carr at the end, waving the towel around. What the hell was that guy's name? He had a funny name. Udonis Haslem.
Yes, Haslem.
Thank you
very
much.
They do not have
that. They don't have a Haslem.
I think they need that.
Well,
you know who should be that, but isn't that? It's not close to that. It's Al Horford.
Yeah.
But he's not anything like
that. Not that kind of personality. Yeah.
Porzingis isn't that. Tatum isn't that. I know you're going to yell at me. The closest thing you have to that is Jaylen Brown.
I'm not going
to
yell at you for that. I agree with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. I just assume I'm such a beaten dog that I assume you're going to yell at me everything I say. The closest thing they have to that is Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
And
But he's not that either.
He's not that. Yeah. He's not all in on that. And I would also say he needs to find his game as well. He's not playing well.
He's having a bad month.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's hard for him, I think, to be that if he's not playing well. Like, we saw his leadership come to true fruition last postseason run, but what did that coincide with? He's playing well, right? Like, he's playing defense, he's scoring, he's doing what needed to be done. Right now, he's one of the Celtics that isn't playing well. So to step up and be like, we need to all get our crap together, like, everybody goes,
yeah, yeah, how about you start?
You, yeah, you start it. Mm-hmm. Maybe when you play better, we'll all play better. And I think that leadership slash jump starting of getting back to who they are, because I still think they are, that's where I'm with Scott.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think they are who we think they are.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
But these stretches are too long for this.
And by the way, Cleveland's not having these stretches.
No.
The Cavs are on pace for 71 wins right now.
They're doing what you were supposed to do.
71 wins. And they got...
What's their record at
home? OK, that's a good question. They have OKC coming up tonight. It's the second time they've played OKC, I think, in 2 weeks. And these are the two best teams in the NBA. Not you, Celtics. You're not part of this conversation. There are two great teams in the league right now, and you're not one of them.
Cleveland is 20-2 at home.
It's pretty good.
OKC is 17-2 at home. Also, that's what you're supposed to do when you're an elite team.
Also pretty good. 617-779-7937. Here's Dan Ball to get you caught up on what's trending. When we come back, Vince Wilfork spoke on not just Mike Vrabel, but also the end of the Gerard Mayo era here in New England. Let's get into that and why it may be not as easy as we think for some of these coaches to want to come over here, as well as maybe during free agency, some of these players. That's all coming up after Dan Ball. Get you caught up on what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Celtics fell to the Toronto Raptors last night, 110-97. The defeat snapped Boston's 10-game winning streak against Toronto. Peyton Pritchard led the Celtics with 20 points, all coming off the bench. Boston returns home tomorrow night when they host the Orlando Magic. They have a 4-3 record in the month of January so far. In football news, Bill Belichick's first coaching staff at North Carolina continues to come together as longtime NFL special teams coach Mike Prefer and veteran SEC offensive line coach Will Friend are expected to finalize deals to join Belichick's staff. That being said, reports this morning claim that there is no fully executed and signed contract between Belichick and UNC at this time. Belichick was announced as North Carolina's head coach on December the 11th. And in NFL news, the city of Cleveland filed a lawsuit against the Browns to prevent the team's planned move to a new dome stadium in Brook Park, Ohio. The city alleges that a Browns move would violate the Modell Law, an Ohio law that place conditions on how teams can leave their publicly financed facilities. Meanwhile, the NFL playoffs continue this coming weekend, and WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. On the ice, the Bruins are off until Saturday when they visit the Ottawa Senators. Puck drop is set for 3 p.m. And finally, Bob Uecker, the voice of his hometown Milwaukee Brewers, who after a short playing career earned the moniker Mr. Baseball and honors from the Hall of Fame, has passed away. He was 90 years old. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Timeout Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Timeout Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons with Arcan and Hart coming up right after this.